Forsberg, how many you got with you?
Ben and zero TR.
And Mr. Tom, how are you and Miss Bernice doing?
Oh, pretty good. I had a rough night last night, so I'm not exactly ready for any marathons today. Pretty chilly out there. How you and yours doing?
Length considered. Yeah, it was a little chilly last night. It's going to be even colder tonight, I think. It's pretty cold when I got up this morning. I didn't check the temperature, but I could stuck my head out the door long enough to know that it was chilly.
I was just going to go out and get the mail, Fred. We just had a piece of homemade apple strudel and a cup of coffee, and oh, it was delicious. Bernice made that yesterday, and we took some out to a friend today. It's 52 now, northwest wind 5 to 7. Said it feels like 46 out there on my weather station, Fred. What are you up to today?
Well, you would have to mention Bernice's apple strudel. Make me hungry. I'm headed up to my mountain place in North Carolina. I got a little bit of work to do up there, so I got a couple of chores to take care of. So I'm on 178 out of Pickens. I'll talk with you until I lose signal, which will probably be about 5 more minutes. Over.
I hear you, friend. I'm just not at the top of my game today. I just turned the radio on, matter of fact. And we haven't been out. I got to go out and tend to the chickens here in a minute. I was thinking about going over to my neighbor's and visited with him. He's got a pontoon boat that he bought for a fixer-upper, and he's stripping her down and redoing the seats and all of that stuff. By the way, Bob convinced me to put up one of those 160-meter verticals last year with the counterpoise under it. Seems to be working pretty good. I'm anxious to see as the 160 season proceeds.
Worked pretty good for you. Now, we put one up at the mountain place a couple of years ago, and it works pretty good. It's the one with the counterpoise that you're talking about. And, boy, Bob and I had a time with that, putting all that wire through those pieces of PVC pipe, if you know what I'm talking about. But we got it done. But, yeah, that's a good antenna.
Mine has got 3 4x4s for the counterpoise, and then the wires go back and forth. But I didn't have to use any PVC pipe, but you probably had to run out the coax out to it, I guess. Mine's in the air, strung along a steel cable, Fred.
They're all can be configured just a little bit different, but yeah, mine is down in the garden spot, and of course it goes up, I forget how many feet, and then goes over like an inverted L. But the counterpoise, we had those, Bob had those pre-cut pieces of PVC pipe with the holes in them, and we just had to string all that wire through there.
Well, you never mentioned that, but mine just goes through the air. The counterpoise is done with that copper-clad steel, but the antenna itself, I had copper-clad steel, KL4NUE and me put it up, and it broke within a few weeks. So I bought that 7-strand insulated cable, and I just got up from laying my head down, taking a nap. I can't think of the name of what they call it, but I've had really good luck with that. It's really tough, and that's what I used for my antenna. I think it, the inverted L part, I think it was about 129 feet long.
Sounds about right from what I remember. I don't remember exactly because it's been, well, it might have been 3 years ago when we put up. I know it's been at least 2. I can't remember exactly, but so far so good. So I think you'll be pleased with it.
It's a little bit longer, my friend, but that's one I wound up with. But I got a tree out there. It's about 100 feet, and it's up on the top of that. I got lucky when I put the second one up after the first one broke, and I got a good shot. Chad's got a lot better shooter than I got, but it's incredible, put it that way. But at any rate, I got lucky and got it up over that 100-foot tree. Wow, it's just as nice as you could ever hope for. I just don't know how good it's going to work. I made some, you know, pretty good contacts with it. And it'll tune just about anything. But I still favor my Super Loop. It's the best darn antenna I ever had as far as wire antennas go.
On that, you know, I had one of those up when I was down in Greenwood staying with Dad. If you might recall, I went over to your house and looked at yours before I built it. But I took it down, of course, when Dad passed, and got a different setup at my home down in Piedmont, and then got different antennas up on the mountain place over.
Zero TR. How, are you anywhere near Liberty over there, Fred? I still have trouble knowing where every place is at around here.
Address is Piedmont, but I live right off of I-85, near Wren High School, if that means anything. About halfway between the town of Piedmont and Easley. That's my main home. Then, of course, I got the mountain home up in North Carolina, which is where I'm headed now, over.
You're over by KI-4DOS then, not too far. I haven't talked to Gary for a while. I miss him. I tried to shake him out of the bushes there yesterday or the day before, and he was getting home about that time and shut her down. But it's great to hear you. I talked to your son the other day, I think it was, and I can't remember his call.
Oscar 4, Romeo, India, Mike, KO4RIM. It's just kind of odd that he got that call sign that's so close to mine.
Well, I hope you have a nice time up there. I don't know. I hear something beeping. Oh, it's the coffee pot again. Bernice made some more coffee. We usually don't drink that much, but she's trying to shake me up here, I guess. I'm going to take an emergency here in a minute. And I took a couple of ibuprofens, and maybe that'll do it. Well, I was going to say, Chris lives up there by Liberty, KO4QLG, and a friend of mine, and a really nice guy. I always enjoy visiting with him. And I didn't know if you knew him or not, but he doesn't get on too often. But he's up at Liberty in that area.
Bit further out from Easley, in a westerly direction. I've heard him. I don't know him personally, but I've heard him on the air. But yeah, I know where Liberty is. Like I say, it's not too far from Easley.
Last time we went up there, we got lost, and we got to see that National Forest up there north of there. Met some nice people asking directions. I always get lost on the way back. You'll usually guide me in on the radio, but coming out of there, I try to avoid I-85, and I get lost every dang time.
It's easy to get lost on some of these roads. Tom, it's good to hear from you. I'm getting ready to cross over 11 here now, and I'll get a wall of mountains on my right that'll block me out of this repeater pretty quick, but good to hear you. Say hello to Bernice, and you take care, my friend. N0TR, this is K4RM Mobile.
Okay, Fred. Well, you guys can stop by anytime and visit with us. We'd love to see you. And be careful out there. Have a safe day and a great day. Don't get sick out in the cold. K4RM N0TR is clear and heading for the chicken pen.